At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. After some changes, Texas senators passed a version of the so-called bathroom bill just after midnight. The bill would regulate restroom use in public schools and government buildings based on the sex listed on a person's birth certificate. Senators also added a provision to include other forms of state-issued identification. Dallas Police Major Ruben Ramirez was among law enforcement and school officials who rallied against the legislation outside the state capitol yesterday.
Look at the research. Look at the statistics. If you support your police, then listen to your police. There's no need for this legislation. We've got a tough job. Our officers work hard. Our citizens need our help. There's no call for this bill.
The bill now heads to the House, which has been less receptive to the legislation. The Transport Workers Union expects more than 1,000 mechanics and ground workers with American Airlines to protest at DFW Airport today. The Dallas Morning News reports the Fort Worth-based carrier gave raises to workers last year, averaging a 22% increase per employee. However, the picket is about potential outsourcing and the lack of a new contract. Transport Workers Union has been negotiating for a new deal since late 2015. Cancer patients face special challenges. In addition to fighting cancer, there are complications from chemotherapy and weakened immune systems. Hospitals are recognizing cancer patients need special emergency care, too. As part of our ongoing Breakthroughs project, Stephanie Kuo visited an urgent care clinic at UT Southwestern Medical Center, one specifically for cancer patients.
Richard Schwartz is 64 years old. He's happily married. He's the vice president of an aluminum processing company in Arlington. And?
I have stage 4 terminal pancreatic cancer.
He was diagnosed a year and a half ago, and while the diagnosis didn't surprise him, since his father died of pancreatic cancer, it still shook him.
I've always eaten well. I'm not overweight. I haven't done anything, you know, bizarre, like, you know, I'm not a mountain climber. I didn't work in a trichloroethylene factory or something, you know, where you would maybe anticipate something like that.
Trichloroethylene, a chemical compound that's been linked to kidney and liver cancers. Schwartz took the news largely in stride. He stays busy, continues to work, and tries not to think about the fact that he's probably going to die within a year. That's all been much easier to do since he stopped chemotherapy.
I was extremely weak, very tired, very sick, and very weak. And that was because the chemo knocked my hemoglobin count way down.
Which means he had fewer red blood cells.
Had, I think, 13 or 15 blood transfusions. Ended up back in the hospital through the emergency room for 20 days.
And ending up in the ER is exactly what the oncologists at UT Southwestern don't want. At the Urgent Cancer Care Clinic at UT Southwestern Simmons Comprehensive Cancer Center, the goal is to treat cancer-specific emergencies without having to admit patients to the hospital. Emergencies like
nausea, vomiting, pain, skin rash, fevers, chill, infectious symptoms.
Sheba Cantinelli is a physician assistant at the Urgent Care Clinic, which opened about 4 years ago. She says these aren't necessarily life-threatening problems, but they do need to be taken care of quickly, and that's best done out of the ER. Say someone has nausea.
They might treat the symptom and kind of look for the most typical reasons why they're nauseated, such as a virus. But we've got to look at, for example, if it's coming because they have new brain metastasis or if it's a result of some oral chemotherapy that we have to stop. So there's some disease and treatment-specific interventions that we can do here that they, you know, again, because they treat the general population, they would approach differently.
And because cancer patients tend to have compromised immune systems from chemotherapy, sending them to the ER full of other sick patients could put them at risk. ER doctors aren't always trained to deal with cancer either, which can mean unnecessary and costly hospital stays. In 2013, a healthcare research firm called Advisory Board found that only a fifth of cancer programs in the country offered urgent care, with 30% routinely sending all patients with urgent symptoms straight to the ER. At UT Southwestern, triage nurses offer a first line of support. They try to answer questions and handle concerns over the phone. That way, those who end up having to visit the clinic in person get the most efficient care. Again, Richard Schwartz.
I don't think I ever wait more than like 8 to 10 minutes. Within another 5 or 10 minutes, you're having blood drawn, and within an hour, I knew what was wrong with me, and in a lot of instances, then being treated for it, too.
You know, our patients spend so much time getting health care, they don't want to spend any added time in the hospital.
That's Dr. Tom Froelich, medical director of the Simmons Cancer Center. He says when the clinic first opened and resources were still limited, a lot of patients did get sent to the ER.
Now we're down where probably 65-70% of the patients are actually sent home after treatment here, and only about 30-35% end up getting admitted to the hospital.
Those are promising numbers, and more hospitals are starting to meet this specialized need. Johns Hopkins in Baltimore and MD Anderson in Houston have both opened urgent cancer care clinics in the past few years. Still, Dr. Froelich at UT Southwestern says it can be a challenge for many hospitals.
Where do you hold it? Who staffs it? Who's responsible for it? How would you have enough specialized care?
Still, for Richard Schwartz, the clinic has done wonders. He says urgent care is a necessary investment for cancer patients.
They need to be treated differently, you know. Most of the people that go to those cancer care treatment facilities, they're actually in the process of dying.
Schwartz says his prognosis isn't certain, but he's prepared for what could be his last year. Keeping a good attitude has been easy for him, with a family that supports him and a cancer team that does too. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
It's 80 degrees in Dallas, 82 in Fort Worth, 79 in Wichita Falls, and 78 degrees in Tyler.